USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three U.S. service members have been killed in an explosion in Afghanistan. The NATO Resolute Support Mission says that the three died and three others were wounded when an improvised explosive device detonated southwest of Kabul earlier today. An American contractor was also wounded. Federal prosecutors say the president's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, violated his plea deal by lying to investigators in the Russia probe. Danny Cavallos is a legal analyst for NBC News.
Manafort's lies, at least as the government perceived them, must have reached a point where even the government, Mueller's team, decided that, you know, we can't use him anymore.
He was speaking on MSNBC. Word is Russia is looking like it may be ready to launch a large-scale ground invasion into Ukraine. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump making a final pitch for Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in today's Mississippi runoff election. Smith is facing former Democratic Congressman Mike Espy for that Senate seat. The president was campaigning for Hyde-Smith in Tupelo and Biloxi yesterday, saying Hyde-Smith will help him push through his American First agenda. Some of more than 5,600 Central American migrants still camped out at the U.S.-Mexico border in Tijuana are reportedly considering seeking asylum now in Mexico instead of the United States. But reports are many are afraid they'd be deported if they leave their camp. Reports are the mood was subdued yesterday, one day after U.S. Border Patrol officers had to use tear gas to drive back hundreds who tried to rush the border fence. With the death toll now at 88, the Camp Fire in Northern California is finally fully contained. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
NASA's InSight lands on the red planet Mars. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports from the Fernback Science Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
InSight on the ground on Mars?
It's a story that's literally out of this world. After 6 months, NASA's InSight spacecraft lands on the red planet Mars. Scott Harris, planetary geologist at the Fernback Science Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
Every bit of information that we get is exciting.
Scott and I watching the landing together on a live feed from Mission Control.
We're watching here, and obviously the flight teams, engineers, and scientists are extremely excited.
So what are we going to learn from all this?
There's no evidence of anything living at the surface of Mars today, and in fact, it'd be very difficult because the conditions are hostile to life there. But we're always trying to understand the history of Mars, primarily to understand, could there have been life there in the past? That's one of the key things that everyone studying Mars, whether it's looking at the core of the mantle or looking at the rocks on the surface, looking at the history of water there.
And the World Meteorological Organization says there is a 75 to 80% chance that a weak El Nino could form within 3 months. That natural event causes change in the Pacific Ocean's temperature, and it affects weather patterns around the globe. Sea surface temps in the tropical Pacific have been at a weak El Nino level since October, increasing the confidence of these forecasters. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.